Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action. Do you know if you're a leader or not? Well, today's episode, I want to share a story with you about how I found out that I truly was a leader. And I didn't find it out in this moment, but looking back on it, I can see how I was truly a leader and then how I stepped into becoming that leader that I am today with and without a title. Because yes, you can lead without a title. But I want to give you some context here around this story. So back in 2010 to 2012, I was a cheerleader for the University of Texas at San Antonio. So UTSA for short. No, I did not do all the flips and stuff like that. I was the one that threw the girls in the air. So I was doing all the fun muscular stuff, if you will. But anyways, I was also one of the cheer captains at one point. So I did have a title of leadership at one point, but when this particular instance happened, I was not a cheer captain. I was not a leader of any type by title on the cheer team. It had been at least 6 months since I had that title. So it wasn't like I lost it last week and no longer had it. And that's another story for us to talk about having this title, but no longer a cheer captain, never really been a title leader, never really led teams really at all. But this one time I can really think about this, and this will help you understand if you are a leader or you will become a leader. Because I will look back on things like this and other instances in my life, I realize that I was a leader. And we'll tie this back into public speaking here in a minute and how this can help you. But we're working on our choreography, our finals routine, and our nationals routine, where we're trying to make it to finals at nationals, but our nationals routine. So it's usually to music, or we do tumbling and throwing people in the air and doing all this stuff. And so we'd finally gotten to a point where we could roughly, I mean, really roughly, make it through the whole routine without having to stop because too many people fell or didn't complete their stunt and we couldn't keep on time and tempo and everything. And so we finally were getting through this. And there was, at this time, the coach said, hey, blah, 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 blah. He spit out a bunch of stuff and we had no clue what he said. And then the weirdest thing happened. I was somewhere in the center of this whole area. I would say this is probably like a 50 by 50 mat, something like that. I mean, it's pretty good size area. And there's probably about 30 people on the floor. And all of a sudden, all eyes are on me. Literally in the center. I mean, people are turning their heads around. People are completely turning their bodies, everything to look at me for guidance. The coach just told us what to do, but nobody, myself included, knew what in the world he was talking about. And so they looked at me for guidance. And so I told them, well, I'm not sure what coach said, but we're going to go from here to here. And all of a sudden, music starts. And we, for that moment, nailed that routine. It still was not pretty, but that was the best we had ever done the whole routine, the whole choreography at that point. And what was really interesting to me was the fact that I had no title. When I would try and tell people about, like, hey, let's do this, let's try this, come on, let's get to practice, I would try and motivate them and everything to go to practice and try and be the leader. They didn't want me to lead. But when they needed a leader, all of a sudden they looked to me. And sometimes in our lives, this is how it is. We don't have that title of leader. We don't necessarily get the disrespect, but we don't really get the respect either as being a leader in a group. But when push comes to shove, when things hit the fan, people do look to you as the leader. And if you're not getting this yet, that means you haven't been doing enough. You haven't been being the example enough. You haven't been boisterous enough, which really gets us into the public speaking portion. So if you want to be a leader in your industry, if you want to be a leader in your company, of your family, of your group of peers or your friends, you have to start speaking up now.
all those times that the cheerleaders didn't want to listen to me because I didn't have the title, I didn't have any kind of authority. Not that they disrespected me, but they didn't, I don't really know what to call it, but it wasn't like a respect that like, oh yeah, we're going to follow you, Philip. But they also weren't like just totally disrespectful. I would say it probably was more on the disrespectful side of not listening when it was something that, hey, we probably should be doing this to get better. Wasn't like I was telling them to go jump off a bridge or anything like that. Like, no, let's practice again. Let's get better. Let's make sure that we win at nationals. And so by being this person that was boisterous, that was trying to encourage everybody, that was continuing to put myself out there and preach, so to say, what to do and giving that guidance, even though people never took action on that and they never really gave me the credit in the moment, when the time came, I was the person they looked to. And so you being the business owner, you being the leader, even if, you know, maybe you are actually a leader, maybe you have the respect, maybe you don't. I'm talking to the person that maybe they feel like they can do a little bit more right now. Maybe they're not getting everything they want and they want more right now. What you can do is just start speaking now. Start sharing the message, your product, your service. Start sharing about what it is that you do, how you can help people. And after, who knows how long it'll take, months, years, a decade. I don't know how long it's going to take you. But if you continue to be consistent and consistently share that same message, that same value, that same product, you keep being there time and time again, you are the one that's reliable. Then people will start to think about you. People will start to follow you. When they finally need you, they will be there. They will come to you with open arms. Just like this cheer team, when they didn't know what to do, they looked to me because they knew they could rely on me. They knew I was there. I was dedicated to the process. So if that's you right now, you're thinking, how do I get people more on my side? How do I build up this authority to be the leader in my industry, to be the true leader in my company, to be the business owner that I really want to be? It starts with being consistent with your message, being consistent with the actions that you take. So if you want people to get on your side, be consistent, take action. As I've been saying, the acronym ACT. So take action, be consistent, and give it time, and you will become the leader in whatever space that you're in over time, but you have to give it time. It's going to come. I know it's frustrating, but just continue to act, action, consistency, time, and your time will come. You will become the leader that those around you need. Just keep going.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.